Making it last is all I care to do. You loving me, I loving you. Mothers and fathers, husbands and wives.
It's time for another conversation. Welcome to Making It Last podcast, where it's all about helping us to have better relationships, not just with ourselves, with other people. And this time around, this is a full circle moment for me, because if I remember correctly, you taught me in high school, right, sir?
Well, I can tell it's about 41 years ago.
Okay. It's a while back.
You didn't want me to come with the stats.
It's a while back. So I have Dr. Anthony Gordon. He's an author. He's a counseling psychologist, and he's a family relational health therapist. Tell us what that means, sir.
Well, first of all, a counseling psychologist, regularly understood to be a psychologist who focuses primarily on treating relationships. Well, that's my line.
Okay.
As a counseling psychologist, I do the analyses, the assessment, the treatment plan. Just like in medical practice, I do the prognosis, the diagnosis, and all of that. As a relational health therapist, now that takes a slightly advanced role. I am not just a counselor, but I'm a therapist who actually treat. So I should let you know that the byline to my practice is treating relationships the healthy way. That is to say, to the same extent that the medical doctor treats the body, the physiological you, I, as a counseling psychologist, a therapist, treat the relational mind using the same protocol. That is to say, I do vital signs assessment, I do analysis, and I establish treatment program that is intended to bring about change in the behavior, the pattern based on the client's pre-therapy goals. And there are post-therapy exercises. Okay, so in essence, that's what being a relational health therapist means.
Thank you. Thanks for educating not just my listeners and viewers, but myself as well. So you can understand then why it is that he is more than qualified to speak on this topic. So what are some of the techniques that can be used to manage family conflict?
All right. Now, to set the pace for that, we need to step back a little. First of all, the issue of conflict. First of all, the moment in mainstream society we hear the name conflict, avoidance is the first psyche. I don't like conflict. Too much conflict in this place. And so what we really need to do is put conflict in its correct perspective. What really is? That's one. We also need to look at it from the, as a Christian psychologist, look from the biblical theological perspective, and also look at it from a psychological, psychosocial perspective. Then, so we need to establish the understanding of conflict before we move into how do we deal with it. Now, let me, as my signal is, I'm a Christian psychologist, let me establish the background for that. First of all, we understand from a biblical perspective that sin is a mental disease. And relationships are anchored in the mind. In fact, let me say that in a more fulsome way. All human relationships begin and continue to exist in the mind. So that is the foundation theory. All human relationships, marriage, parenting, sibling, social, business, name it, All human relationships begin and continue to exist, by the way, in the active sound mind, not just the mind, but the active
and sound
mind.
Okay.
Because an active mind is not necessarily a sound mind. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, we could extrapolate in that as you choose when we go further. So, okay, so anchor point.
Mm-hmm.
Relationship is in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of the, what is it, about 7 billion of us, or I think 9 billion of us on mm-hmm. Earth right now, there are 9 billion different minds. And just the same way it is said that all no snowflake is the same formation. Mm-hmm. So it is. In fact, I remember hearing this many times from Dr. Dowse of blessed memory, that as our faces differ, so mm-hmm. do our needs. And that mm-hmm. differ is because of our minds. So by virtue of the fact that our minds are different, it goes without saying that our perspectives, our ideals, our differences will be there. And that automatically sets the pace for what we call conflict.
Ah, okay.
Now, let me put another spin. Whereas in mainstream society, conflict is seen as negative.
Mm-hmm.
That, again, is wrong. Because conflict is inevitable. Conflict is unavoidable. And here's the part that some persons will find it difficult to swallow. Conflict is desirable.
Interesting.
That's right.
It's a different spin.
That's right. And so let's deal with the last one, since it's the most difficult one to swallow. Mm-hmm. It's desirable because if we shift our focus and seeing conflict as being negative and rather see it as positive, mm-hmm. then it lends the atmosphere for me to open up to you so that you can understand my perspective. So we differ, but you do not react to the differing. You respond to it. No, so I'm going into technique now. We'll come back to mm-hmm. that because that's a mm-hmm. major technique.
Mm-hmm.
So when we learn these techniques and principles and skills, conflict is indeed welcome because it creates the atmosphere for us to understand each other.
Yes.
The reason that we focus on it negatively is that we lack the relational skills,
mm-hmm.
how to manage the conflicts and how to meander through the dynamics of human relationship. Now, let me anchor that. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. God bemoans the state of his people Israel in these words. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, when I paraphrase that in the context of human relationship, as I've written in my two recently published books, I get this. Many family relationships have been, many family relationships are being,
mm-hmm.
and many family relationships are going to be destroyed
because
for mm-hmm. lack of mm-hmm. knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the case of knowledge here, I'm not expecting my listeners, if they are not in my field of psychology, I'm not expecting them to understand knowledge from a psychological perspective. What I'm simply talking about is relational skills,
mm-hmm.
the how to, the how not to,
mm-hmm.
which is the better approach. All this will give us the way to manage conflicts. So let's summarize mm-hmm. what we just said.
Mm-hmm.
One, mainstream society mm-hmm. sees conflict as, oh dear, something to avoid.
Yes.
From a healthy human relationship perspective, we understand that conflict is one, inevitable, unavoidable,
mm-hmm.
and even desirable. It is not to be perceived as negative. When conflict mm-hmm. is perceived as negative, it builds up the flight state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
When it is perceived as potentially positive, it builds up the fight. But wait, let's be careful on that word fight. Fight does not mean against each other, but we grapple with the situation together.
Yes.
So we fight off the forces that would adversely affect us. And so we come together and say, now I see what you're saying. Okay, let us compromise, let's bring it together because we intend to prosper together. Okay. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony L. Gordon, counseling psychologist and family relational health therapist. I'm delighted to be sharing these precious moments with Maureen Daly, Making It Last. I am excited about it. We're going to take a break just now to acknowledge our partners, and we'll be right back.
Making it last is all I care to do. You loving me, I loving you. Mothers and fathers, husbands and wives.
Hi everyone, Delmas Brown here, National Debating Champion 2017, also graduate of Northern Caribbean University, Governor General Awardee for Excellence 2018, and also international researcher, international debater, among other things. Now, the reason behind this video is to introduce you to the world's best communications coach who has made all of these kinds of accomplishments possible. Now, for 4 years, I had the opportunity or privilege rather to be coached by Noreen Daly, a communications speech specialist who has done a very phenomenal job at ensuring that I no longer use unnecessary filler vocabulary, and who has also taught me the essence of communicating.
Lango Language Institute was created to meet your language and communication needs. All of our packages were created just for you. We are passionate about language and dedicated to your success. We offer the CSEC English program, the Study Body program, the Get Ahead with English program, and the Business Communication program. Contact us at 767-285-0938 or email us at langdolanguage@gmail.com. Because the real question is, how can we help you?
You can't live your best life without a healthy immune system. Boost your immune system the delicious way with Zappi's organic juices and punches. Made from local produce with zero added sugar, our juices cleanse and revitalize your body as they boost your natural immunity. Try our delicious flavors. Beet It, Berry Bomb, Get Fresh, Ton Up, and Island Splash. Find us on Instagram at Zappies Organics or call or send a WhatsApp message at 1-876-779-8910 to order today. That's 1-876-779-8910. Zappies Organic Juices and Punches. Live your best life today.
Making it last is all I care to do. You loving me, I loving you. Mothers and fathers, husbands and wives.
Thank you for staying with us. Welcome back to our podcast, Making It Last. We are focusing on managing family conflicts. Look forward to you staying with us. Welcome back.
One of the techniques you're saying is in terms of reacting and responding.
Let's
so we can go
that.
Into the techniques now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. First of all, let me give you my working definition for relationship.
Okay.
Relationship is the process of engaging one mind with or against another mind.
Repeat that.
Relationship is the process of engaging one mind. Let's do some application immediately now. One mind, that is to say Anthony Gordon's mind, with Noreen Bailey's mind. Okay, so we're engaging. But in the process of engagement, there are two energies that are given off. And that is either for or against. Do you notice where the negative conflict is coming in? Okay. So let us emphasize. So relationship is a process of engaging two minds. Now, in the process of engagement, relational energy is given off. And the energy is given off through thought processing. Now, and the two energies that tends to come out is either a response or a reaction. Okay. So response goes without saying is the desirable energy. That is to say, and in fact, let's begin with the negative, which tends to be in most cases, God forbid, the psyche. Let's say so. Okay, on the bus. Let's be practical. On the bus, in the taxi, there's this person who you don't know. Yes? And by virtue of him or her coming to share space with you, there is a caution that comes up. And any vibes that he or she is likely to give off, you're going to measure it, whether that vibe is for you or against you. If the vibe is, hi, how are you doing? Okay. That was an ace in you. Can I just pull a little closer? And your likely response is, oh, sure, come. If, however, the vibe is smile at yourself, huh? You know, someone sit down too. That automatically evokes in you a negative response, which is reactive. And what do you mean, smile at myself? No, the two minds began to engage. But you notice that the room is now created for a negative conflict.
Yes.
Because there's reaction. By nature, reaction is impulsive.
Yes.
Reaction is defensive.
Yes.
Reaction is hasty. It is unprocessed. Who are you talking to like that? What do you mean by that? That's reaction. The minds are engaging, you know. And reaction plus reaction equals a conflagration. And I've developed that in my book. Reaction plus reaction equals a conflagration. So we are talking about...
Yes.
It's a conflagration. Fire of emotion. And God forbid, sometimes our society is so negatively impacted by this conflagration in so many ways. If on the other hand, let's say that the first party who run up, somehow come in. If the second one did not react, but responded, which means instead of getting defensive and hasty, he or she processed the behavior by saying, oh, you mean you'd like some more space? So automatically,
you de-escalate.
That is correct. And it puts the second one, watch me now, in charge of the relational atmosphere. So it might evoke from the other one, oh, you're so-and-so, yeah, man, that me really need. So you see, what we found there is that we didn't find a reaction and a reaction. We found a reaction and a response. And if we are able to develop this, of course, I'm writing a whole book on that, C equals RT squared, which is a psychological parallel to Einstein's E equals MC squared. And, okay, so one, reaction. And response. Another technique is speaking to or speaking with.
With.
Well, in relationship, remember now, relationship is a process of engaging two minds. If I already have my impressions about you and know that I'm going to have to protect myself from you, I will be inclined to speak to you. And I will bristle. And you can see it coming out. Well, let me tell you something, Noreen. I just want you to hear me now. You get what I'm saying to you, so I'm, you know.
Yes.
That's speaking to. When you speak to the other party, it does not evoke reciprocity. It evokes one way. In fact, if you're not careful, it becomes linear, rather cyclic instead of linear. Cyclic, you know, the proverbial expression, we're going through the proverbial circle, going around the circle, and we're not getting anywhere. Now, when you speak with, the psyche with which you perceive the other party automatically creates the room for reciprocity. So the tone and the gesture invites, and in that case, conflict negative is mitigated. You used the word earlier. Because it creates the atmosphere. That, oh, did I hear you to say? And by the way, that's another technique I need to bring on.
We know you're enjoying the conversation, but that was just part one of a two-part series as we look at some of the techniques that can be used to manage family conflicts. Join us for part two.
Mothers and fathers, husbands